Full-time podcast producer, episode 12, where we're going to talk about why, if you're going to have a podcast, you need to have a microphone. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Full-Time Podcast Producer. Future Isaac here really quick. Wanted to give you a disclaimer about this episode. The first half of it is not edited. It is with a built-in mic and the audio quality is atrocious. And I did that on purpose to help prove a point that I'm trying to make in this episode when it comes to comparing what a podcast sounds like when you aren't trying versus when you do try and implement some things with sound and microphones and editing and whatnot. So just wanted to say that now so you don't click off and just write off this episode as irrelevant. There is a point. Bear with it. I really appreciate you doing that. And I promise I do come back in later with the microphone and it sounds fine. So just letting you know now, brace yourself and let's go to the episode. Welcome to the show. My name is Isaac and I might not sound like it right now, but I am a full-time podcast producer. And in this episode, I wanted to kind of outline some of the horrors I see in DIY podcasting. Now, I'm going to say this up front. There is nothing wrong with being a do-it-yourself podcaster. Some of the people who are listening are possibly do-it-yourself podcasters, and there are people who are DIY podcasters that do an amazing job. They're killing it. Their audience loves their show, they have their process down to a science, and they're getting the results that they are looking for from a podcast. And then there are some of us, and I will raise my hand because I know I can fall into this camp, but there are some of us who always think that we can do it ourselves, and we can do it better than anyone else, and all we need is the basic entry-level equipment, and we can go ahead and just make this thing work. And sometimes that mindset gets people in a world of hurt. Just to illustrate it, I'm right now recording with no microphone. I usually have my USB microphone plugged in. It is a Blue Spark. I'll have a link to it down in the show notes below. Unfortunately, this is not a microphone that is in production anymore. It is no longer made, but it has served me very, very well, and you can still find it on platforms like eBay and Amazon for anywhere between $40 and $60, depending on the supply and demand at the time. But the reason I do not have my amazing USB microphone plugged into my computer at this time is because we've all heard shows like this, where someone just opens up their Mac. For example, I'm using a MacBook Air, I believe. It was made in 2015. But they just open their Mac and they start to record on Zoom. And they use the built-in microphone and there is an echo because they're not in a soundproofed room or area. And they don't really do any editing, so prolonged pauses are in there. And they might stumble over their words or say things wrong, and it's not really edited or taken out. And you guys, I mean, you might think that I stumble over my speech enough in the actual episodes. That's nothing compared to the unedited footage that doesn't make the final cut. And that's kind of what I'm illustrating here. You're going to hear me not do a whole lot of editing for this part of the episode because I'm just trying to illustrate what this is like compared to what it could be. The number one complaint in podcasting, for as long as I've been in the industry, I see this every time it comes up in an article or a survey, the number one is always that people have a problem with the audio quality. And that hurts you. You can have the most amazing production when it comes to a YouTube video or film or movie or whatever have you, but if the audio is not good, people are not going to stick around. It's too distracting. And if you don't have enough respect for your audience to at least deliver on audio that is obviously not just the bare bones of what we hear on a Zoom call every day, then your audience isn't going to appreciate that very much. I'm not saying you can't have a podcast with a built-in mic. I'm not going to go that far as to say that, but I will say your audience will appreciate it more, and you will find more people listening if you take simple steps to enhance your audio quality. some of the things that you can do with that. Brush up on what it is you're going to say. That's a given. Have an outline. That's great. If you're really good off the cuff, then just have a few bullet points. That'll help as well. But there are some software, hardware things that come into the equation as well. You can focus on editing. There are editing softwares that really, really help, that make a big difference. My first love is Adobe Audition. Adobe Audition, it is a paid service, but on there I'm able to do things such as get rid of background noise. I can easily cut different parts of my speech and restring them together in whatever order I need to, or cut out redos and retakes. I can also do things like get rid of echo. Right now, I am surrounded by flat surfaces. And when you talk into a flat surface, it's like a laser. It goes and it bounces right back and it goes to the next surface and bounces around. That's why in some of those really fancy sound studios, you'll see those perforated, almost wavy-looking foam wall panels. And things like what just happened to me will be cut out. You won't hear someone go, for prolonged amounts of time. Other options include what recording softwares you're using. I've already talked about Adobe Audition. There is a free version called Audacity. Audacity is great. It is the great value version of Adobe. It is free and allows you to do quite a few of the same things. There's GarageBand, which is very easy to use for Mac users. There's also other sources for recording podcasts that are actually designed for podcasts. A lot of people like to use Zoom, and Zoom is an amazing tool, but one of the drawbacks of Zoom is there is a cap on how good you can sound. With my really nice equipment, I can get on a Zoom call and still be capped at how good I can sound because of the sound floor and sound ceiling that is actually built into the system of Zoom. In other words, it's not designed to handle really good audio. It's designed to deliver on clear audio, but even clarity can be a problem sometimes. If you have a lag in the internet, if you have something go wrong and you lose connection for just a little while, the whole recording suffers and you never get it back. You never get that 2 or 3 seconds of clear content from your guest who is dropping pearls of wisdom you were going to give to your audience, and it's distorted and you can't do anything about it. My alternative to Zoom is a platform called Zencastr. Zencastr is great. It's free. You get up to 8 hours a month of free audio and video recording that you can use for whatever your podcast needs are, and then it renews at the beginning of each month. They do have paid plans. I've never been in a situation where I've actually exhausted the full 8 hours, sometimes even amongst multiple shows. So it's been a great tool, but the reason I really like Zencastr is, one, they allow you to sound as good as your equipment sounds. In other words, there's no cap. It's designed to actually work really, really well with equipment. But also, even if I was to lose internet connection in the middle of the interview, I would still have all of that content because everything was recorded locally. In other words, if I was sitting there giving an interview or being on the receiving end of an interview and I was to lose internet connection for a prolonged amount of time, as long as I was able to reestablish my connection, the host would still have all of that footage and all of that audio as if the skip never happened. And everything would be recorded from the moment that I finished my thought to the point where I realized, oh, hey, we've lost connection, to the point where I reestablished connection, because everything was recorded locally, and when the interview's over, it all gets uploaded to the host. And that is a beautiful tool to have in your toolbox, whether you are a podcaster or a producer. Another thing that really, really pays off is to, of course, upgrade your sound quality with a mic. Now, one of my go-to favorite alternatives when it comes to microphone control, if I don't have a microphone, is to use a headset. This is actually a gamer headset. I've done a few interviews with this exact headset. It was only about $15 at the time. I think right now with inflation, it's about $20. But they're on eBay. They're designed for gamers, but the audio quality is better than my computer.
And with some of the tools I have, I am able to play with it and make it sound a bit better. I'm not going to do that for the sake of this episode because I'm still illustrating a point between the differences between mics and the options you have when it comes to audio quality. But even in this situation, you don't hear as much of the background of the room as you might have before. You hear things in a much more condensed, concise kind of tone, and everything's designed to sound better. And even this is a step up from the computer, in my opinion, I suppose. But this at least communicates that I have some sort of investment in the audio production of this show. And also, going back to what I said before, the number one complaint being poor audio quality when it comes to problems with podcasts, this will help me outshine at least some of my competition in this niche because I have a better microphone. Now, because I love you and I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of what you've been going through for this episode, I've now gone back to my Blue Spark microphone. And even now, you should be able to tell between the editing I am now doing and the hardware I am now using that the show has leveled up in its quality. And this is one of the subtle changes you can make that I see so many podcasters not willing to make. Let's set aside the editing headache for just a little while. This one change, this $50 investment that you could make, and I'm not about to say that I make money if you buy this mic, I'm just advocating for the sake of your show. This investment that you can put into this asset that you are trying to build, which is your podcast, can outshine your immediate competition with the simple change of adding a quality microphone. And there is a whole different conversation we can have when it comes to microphones. XLR versus USB, whether you need a mixing board or whether you need a microphone with some sort of mixer built in, yada, 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 yada. That's all subjective to you. But if you at least have a microphone, you will immediately outshine a lot of the DIY competition that you have for your show. Those are just some of the things I wanted to leave you with and give you some examples in this episode. If this was helpful to you, or if you have any feedback for me or ideas, go ahead, let me know. Links to my contact are down in the show notes down below. This episode releases on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, so be sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you'd like to help us out, go ahead and leave a 5-star review wherever you are listening to the show, and I will talk to you guys really, really soon.